Welcome to another episode of Marketing 101 for Chiropractors,
where we keep you ahead of the curve, attracting more new patients and growing your business. Now, here's your host, Dr. D himself.
Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of Marketing 101 for Chiropractors. Cool guest this week, James Chester. If he looks familiar, it's because the guy's like Batman. He's everywhere when it comes to chiropractic. I always see him in random spots. It's always cool. Thanks for being here, man. Tell us a little bit about what you do and how much you love chiropractic.
Yeah, thanks for having me. It's been a lot of fun. 15 years in working in chiropractic. We've been producing Chiro Hustle the past 6.5 years. And yeah, it's just, I came from a journalistic background, a marketing background, worked in a chiropractic clinic. And then we started making documentary films in chiropractic. I know there's a lot of like loose ends there, but I was like, what can I do to add more value? And I did 50 interviews for our first documentary for chiropractic. And then I was like, this is kind of fun. So I just continued for the past 6.5 years interviewing chiropractors.
Yeah, it's awesome. You probably have more content on new age chiropractic from the profession than I'd love to see your media file. I mean, this is, you probably got tons of stuff from all different perspectives.
Yeah, you know, I kind of feel like we went whole profession. So it didn't matter what school you graduated from, what technique you practiced in, what group you hung out with, what associations you were a part of. Like, we've basically tore down all the walls of chiropractic and promoted chiropractic for the profession as a whole. So it was never really built out of, we're only going to do it to, you know, build a business through, or we're only going to do it to, you know, promote this brand of chiropractic. We took chiropractic as a whole profession and said, we're going to limit all the division and bring it all back together. Like, it's never been done before. So, you know, whether I agree with everybody's views or not, we've never censored anyone. I think that that's really unique about our position is almost 1300 interviews in 6.5 years. And we've let everyone have a voice, which I think is a town squares type approach. We allow people to have dialogue. We allow people to share what they're passionate about. And it's unique, man. It's been an honor to host that many great minds.
It is. It's really cool, man. It's cool that you do that, you know, and keep doing it. Any way we can support you, it'd be great. I think a great discussion for, you know, this year and the focus is about the profession. I think it's about, you know, how can we shift? You know, it's a grind. Let's just start there. I'm going to talk from experience owning my clinics is that it's a grind every single day being a chiropractor. I think being an entrepreneur is a grind in itself. So I don't think we get any more pity than any other industry because they're all grinding. Everyone's always grinding. But chiropractic is a unique grind. We feel like it innately that we must solely take every hat of the business and wear it. And I think that's what drives us so far down year in, year out. What are some things that you know from the outside view? Because you're not a DC. You didn't write the boards and all that. But what do you see from the outside lens into our profession that we can focus on this year and maybe change one or two thoughts that can really drive us forward a lot faster?
Yeah, I think it's really it's a fun thing to talk about. And I think everybody right now, specifically since the past 3 years, they're looking for their people. They're looking for community and they're looking to get support. And I think that based on what you said is like everybody's kind of wearing too many hats within their own, you know, practice. I just think chiropractic is one of those professions that if the practitioner allows themselves to be overwhelmed, they will. And I heard this guy in Colorado one time, I was at some philosophy night. I was speaking with Michael Ficcarelli and Michael had a talk and his premise was make the main thing. And that's like focusing on chiropractic and making yourself the best adjuster, the best communicator, the best supporting your community, like being involved in your community. And I think that that goes to a higher level when it comes to chiropractors being involved in their community. And I think that the more that they're integrated into their state, like decision-making, state associations, reintegrating with their chiropractic universities, reintegrating with the IFCO, reintegrating with the ICA, like reintegrating with a chiropractic purpose. I think that that's what I've seen over the past couple of years, is people kind of drifted and became like solo, really solo, and wearing too many hats. And I see that if they wanted to maybe correct that, they should jump in and get more involved and build their communities up, not just locally, but as a profession.
Love it. Yeah, we really should. And that should be the motto for 2024. You nailed it, is get involved in more ways than one. It doesn't mean you have to wear the hat. You don't have to run for president of your state association. What you got to do is just get involved. You got to be part of the, you got to be part of the discussion. Otherwise, there is no discussion happening for chiropractic. There's no discussion happening for your clinic. There's no discussion happening. There's no glory in the grind of day to day. So that's a great one. Let's go off that, like joining our associations or contributing to certain chiropractic entities that are supporting us in the backfield. What are some things that you think is a great start for some chiropractors?
Well, I think I'm going to come at a little bit different angle. Like just last month, we had 60,000 people listen to our podcast. If I were to round up everybody that was a contributor to every state association, it's not 60,000. Okay. So I think that there's definitely, we need more participation. And not to say that I've done something wrong, but I've done something right, as I've gotten more attention to chiropractic than even the people that are running for, you know, the organizations of each state. So just to know that a guy that produces a show for 6.5 years can get more attention and traction for the chiropractic truth and message than a cumulative effect of 50 states. Like that says a lot. So I think that we're always looking for people to contribute to us. We're always looking for great interviews. We're always looking for great sponsors. We're always looking for how we can interact with the profession better. I was just interviewed earlier today on another podcast, and they're asking me similar questions. And I was like, look, I don't have anything to say about Dynamic Chiropractic. I don't have anything to say about these other chiropractic magazines. But the way you have to go is podcasting, videos, shorts, reels. I'm not saying that I want every chiropractor to be a reel like genius. I don't want them that like they spend their whole life becoming a TikToker, or they think that the only thing to do is like create like videos of them like looking really smart or talking or adjusting. Like I think that you have to just support this truth of chiropractic, whatever path you go. But I think that spoken word video is definitely more 2023 in the 2020s than, you know, a written blog or some type of a magazine. I think that we are transitioning with time, and that if you want to get a movement going, you have to start the movement.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it's with me or with your state association or your college that you went to college with, like, or your fraternity, whatever it might be. Like the profession needs more people to step into it.
Yeah. Yeah. We still don't have a TV commercial. I've been doing this for almost 20 years. I've heard all the big ones in our profession tell us it's coming, and we still don't have a television commercial that's out there for chiropractic, just period. And it's because most of us don't get involved. So there is no message. And we think that we have to argue about what chiropractic is. And I don't know why it always has to end up like that. It's a hands-on modality that helps people in a natural way. Can we just keep it like that and create a commercial? I think it'd be really great. There are some parts around the world where they have created commercials, and they're actually pretty good. And they've actually broadcasted them in their local municipalities, like in Alberta, British Columbia, before they went psychopathic, and Australia. They had these, they're pretty cool. And then for a limited time. And because I'll tell you why, during those times in the mid, 2012 through 2018, that time, there was this push from the profession to get together. Mild, but I did see it in all different patches across the United States, Canada, Europe. There was this kind of band of like, hey, we got to get together. And then it got fragmented for a whole bunch of political reasons, white papers and other things and scopes. But that's a different story for a different day. But that banding that was happening, that push, that small growth that the ACA saw, the small growth that the ICA saw during those times was because there was a lot of people like you and me saying it's time to get involved with your state associations. And I was heavily trying to get involved at that time too, personally, but I was seeing it around. There was a cumulative effect, whether it was a positive charge or a negative charge or both, it doesn't matter. But I noticed that. And so you're nailing this on the head. We need to get back with that and create enough inertia so that it keeps moving forward and growing.
Yeah. The problem is that when that all was transitioning and growing and going in that direction, they were forgetting that they needed to make the main thing again in the chiropractic schools. They started to let the guidelines and being strict on keeping chiropractic in the chiropractic schools, like in their names. I think they started getting entertained by different organizations that wanted to medicalize chiropractic and wanted to diminish philosophy, wanted to diminish technique, wanted to diminish skills. For what? Well, I mean, it just creates a weaker version of chiropractic, not just in chiropractic, but I think all across the board, we've had weaker regulations and truth and in higher education. Like, I think it's not just chiropractic, but chiropractic is I've had this talk numerous times. Chiropractic is just a component of like the people getting college degrees that can't go practice in that field because they're not trained well enough once they finish school to go do that thing. So it's not just chiropractic, it's across the board with higher education. But you think in a doctor program, that would be a huge, they would correct that faster. Like, you don't know how to adjust, you don't have philosophy. What are you calling yourself a chiropractor for? Mm-hmm. Like, you pass classes for a medical profession that has zero to do with the chiropractic profession. How does that make you a chiropractor? So I think we've really confused through that transition of retiring people out of the universities that were like the real deal philosophy teachers. I think people with any sense of like drawing a hard line, like, no, we're not doing that. They basically moved them on. So now they've like ushered in weaker leaders, and that will take and call it musculoskeletal, that will call it intersegmental dysfunctions, and remove subluxation, and remove an innate intelligence, and remove universal intelligence, and take the green books out, and not have people with a mantle of philosophy there to speak on the campuses. Like, they just want to usher in like the weakest, less vitalistic approach to the chiropractic profession in all of those schools. So until they fix that, that's why we need to come together more. Because if people don't step into their state associations and those international associations, eventually there's not going to have any foundation of philosophy, science, or art. It's all going to be physical therapy.
Yeah. Yeah. One thing to cut a check every month, that's a start. It's a start. They all need funding. So support who you believe you need to support. But without some input from you, from in the trenches, I mean, we're not going to move forward. We need to do that. We need to band together for that. You brought up something in the green room before about, the new grads. I mean, for us older docs, we can sit here and complain all we want, but it's our own doing by not being involved in this to be getting the grads that we're getting. I mean, they're going to turn into great chiropractors, but unfortunately they're not coming out of the gate. And what it does is it requires a lot more from us, groundwork to train and to grow them, which is fine. But wouldn't it be easier? Wouldn't it be nicer to have associates coming in with hitting the ground running and you being more of a mentor rather than a trainer. That's been my biggest frustration. Is I feel like I'm an adjusting professor at one of the colleges when these kids come to my office. I'm like going back to square one. I'm like, geez, no, we got to do it this way. But anyways, that's my little rant there. How do you feel about that?
Well, chiropractors should be playing in the professional leagues once they finish a chiropractic doctorate degree.
I like that analogy.
They shouldn't be playing in the sandbox and confused with the alphabet and confused with how to tie their shoes and confused with how to be a professional and what their profession stands for and what they're capable of doing. You know, I made a post last night gosh, let me go check it real quick, but it really nails this topic. And it was, are people programmed to think small? And I think we are programming the professionals of this era to think small and to not have the full equipment. Like if I'm going to like recruit somebody to come out and be a professional football player, I want to make sure that they can block for the quarterback. If they're a running back, I want to make sure they can block. I want to make sure they can run the ball. I want to make sure that they can catch the ball in the backfield. But if we took the chiropractor that's finishing school and we're like, hey, where's your confidence level? What if we put you into the game? Are you going to be able to perform? Like, would anybody pick you up on their fantasy team? Like, no. Like, you're not even able to play on the field and you call yourself a doctor? Like, I think we need to do better with that part of the rearing, if we will, or the fundamentals. Like, if you're going to go out there and want to play professionally, then we have to have you professionally ready. And I think that we have to have a higher level of like certainty within the new grads to where, whether they're going to go train with MLS, whether they're going to do Kairos training culture, whether they're going to be Gonstead specific, whether they're going to be whatever upper cervical specific, like whatever they choose, they should be like ready for action. Like if their main doc goes down or a doc goes down, they could step in and manage those reps and keep that practice going. Not in the sandbox, out of grad school, out of doctorate program, not knowing how to tie their shoes or what the alphabet is or what their philosophy is or how to adjust with proper technique. If they have to go on a mission trip, go on 10 mission trips. But learn how to practice the art of chiropractic. You know, a lot of times people ask me, what is chiropractic? Oh, it's a healing art. Like they find where there's a misalignment in your spine, they correct it, and then they let the body do what it does, and that's naturally heal itself.
That's it.
So if chiropractors can't do that, what are we doing to the profession from the education standpoint? We're really mucking them up.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. I'm seeing it. I mean, I don't think I was perfect, 16 years ago out of Palmer, but I did hit, I had some rubber on the ground. You know, I felt like I was, the wheels were turning, you know, I felt like I was confident enough to help my community and then learn from there. I feel I have associates and they literally tell me, I'm like, well, I was really hoping for more of a mentorship here. I really don't know what I'm doing. And, 3 months down the road, I'm like, okay, gee whiz, what do we need? They're like, everything. You say stuff I've never heard of before. You're telling patients things that I was never taught. Like, what, we can do that? I'm like, oh my gosh, I missed it. I really missed it. Missed the boat. And I'm in a new pair. You know my story. I'm from Canada and now I'm here. So I'm getting different. I'm getting different things. I was working with Palmer and Northwestern and at CMCC. Now I'm working with Sherman and National and Palmer, Daytona and, Life, which is great. Different mixes and matches, but I'll tell you what, some stand out above the rest significantly. So, and we can get into the politics of all the schools too, but I think you and I both agree. I mean, Sherman is really like the golden horse from the back that has just taken the charge of this profession forward, and their campus is beautiful. Their philosophy is there. The kids are coming out. They're not kids. The doctors are coming out adjusting on fire. Like they're good. They're really good coming out of school. They're doing something right there. Right. And then the few life grads that I've been working with here, from Atlanta, I mean, they're great too. They have some rubber hitting the ground is how I feel. The rest, I'll save the speech for another day.
Well, it's not up to me to judge somebody's skills. I just pay attention to the trends within the profession. And when I hear the echoes in the hallways and the chatter and the hallways of everywhere that I go, that's why I've joined arms with Sherman and they sponsor our podcast. That's why I've joined arms with Life West and why they've sponsored our podcast. You know, that's why, you know, every week I wake up, somebody's looking to sell their practice through me or somebody's looking to find an associate through me. You know, it's because I didn't start an associate business. I didn't start a practice brokerage business, but because people start building trust with me in this profession, they're like, hey, you know, everybody, how can we get this thing done? So then I was like, well, what if I build great relationships with the brands within chiropractic, like IFCO is a sponsor of ours. You know, the Professional Baseball Chiropractic Association is a sponsor of ours. The Professional Hockey Association is a sponsor of ours. So I feel like we've done a great job with Titronix and got them on board. And, you know, I think that the people that we've had a chance to actually work with over the past 6.5 years, it's showing me like, what is the snapshot of reality when you want to get x-ray into your office? Who do you deal with? You know, what if you need to learn a day one, day two, who do I refer people to? Like if somebody's looking for a new table, who do I send them to? Mm-hmm. And that's the thing is like when you are the interviewer and become that chiropractic oracle, you become so universal to the profession that, I mean, is it Bill Esteve that has the best patient education or is it Keith Wasung? And neither one of those guys are chiropractors.
Yeah.
And you think about guys like Tony Ebel that are running Epic Pediatrics. Dude has like the best content out there to educate people on taking care of families.
PX. Yeah. He's running the PX experience. Yeah, for sure.
So when you think about like, what are we getting as a profession? How can we all work together to make it better? I think there's so many opportunities out there, but we need to rise the tide and not say you're doing it wrong, but say, hey, I got your back. And I think that that's how we get better is, you know, my mentor, who's Canadian, who started out the first podcast that I learned from is Ed Osborne. And he would always tell me, we're all more alike than we are different. And I think that about people, not just chiropractors. Like, if you want support, that means somebody's looking for support.
Yeah.
You know? If you want help, that means somebody else is looking for help. If you're confused, that means someone else is confused. But if you're doing well, that means other people are doing well too. And I think that when you start to realize that there are people doing it well, you don't have to go out there and reinvent the wheel. Just plug into things that are working well and make them better, like Sherman. Make them better, like Life West. You know, make them better. Make them all better. And then, you know, my parting statement would be, if you don't like the way a university's run, go get on the faculty. Go run to be president of that school. Turn it around like Jack Boyle is at Sherman. You know, if you don't like the way that Palmer Davenport's run, go run for faculty. Come and take over from the inside out. Like, go re-infiltrate these institutions and put good people into these schools and take over from the inside out.
Yeah.
Don't bitch about it. Like, go and get a job working as an admin. Go and get a job as a counselor. Get a job as a technique instructor. Get a job as a janitor. I don't care. Get a job inside of that organization and make a difference.
It's how difference is made. It's the truth. Some of us are scratching our head saying, well, I don't want to leave what I got, but then don't bitch. Then don't complain. If you're not going to play, if you're not going to throw your hat in the game, you can't play. So, but we need more hats in the game. That's the double-edged sword here. That's what you and I are trying to say here is that, yeah, we can just step back, but that's what we've been doing for the last 50 years is just stepping out. We're just like, we're not even going to show up to the game and watch it. We're just going to sit in the bleachers. And it's just not working.
Or find those boomers that are ready to get out of private practice and graduate them into faculty.
Yeah. There you go. Know?
It doesn't have to be somebody scrapping their early career. It could be finding the real principled chiropractors out there that have fire and passion for the profession that are just done in private practice.
What a great idea. Yeah, right before retirement. It'll make a difference.
We're going to recruit you guys back into these schools that have lost their way. And we're going to teach them subluxation-based chiropractic. We're going to talk about the green books. We're going to talk about the big idea, the 33 principles. We're going to talk about sacred trust of chiropractic and how to protect it. We're going to talk about innate intelligence, universal intelligence. We're going to talk about things that matter to this profession more than an insurance code.
Yeah. Yeah, things that matter.
The foundation of the profession has to be preserved. And the fundamentals have to be taught. You know, I coached soccer in college 16 years ago. And I made the guys run like they were track athletes before they got to touch the balls, like before they got to play like soccer. I made them become like, you know, cross-country athletes. Like they ran for the first 2 weeks of like the season before they even got a chance to touch the ball. So I think that if we just know the fundamentals and we get really strong on how to block and tackle, and we get really strong on how to like work as a unit, that's what we need is organizational like unity to where people can actually learn how to play a game together and win. Because if not, you're just gonna run out there and get taken out one by one. So until you get unified and organized, it's a tough game.
It is. Yeah, you're right, man. Way to go. Definitely follow James on social, all of them, Facebook, Instagram. Follow him. Find Cairo Hustle. Like them. Follow them. His content's always great. It's on cue. It's on par. And I follow you. It's great stuff. It's just nice to read. It's just nice to fill the feed with some of your stuff. Thanks for doing everything that you do. I'll put all your tags and everything in the podcast info, and we'll connect very soon, my man.
Chiropractic Marketing 101. Let's hustle.
Let's do it.
Thanks for tuning in. Make sure to subscribe, like, share, and leave a rating. It helps get our podcast out to more listeners. Also, join Marketing 101 for Chiropractors on Facebook or visit us at EnricoD.com for more information on growing and scaling your business.